Good morning, and thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Yeah, 60302.
Could you repeat that for me?
Yeah, 60302.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Matt Doss.
Thank you. And Mr. Doss, can you verify your address for me?
1135 Augusta Street. Apartment 2S, Oak Park, Illinois, 60302.
Okay, thank you for that verification. Now, I do see here that you do have our ultra testosterone as well as the ultra nitric oxide. How may I help you?
Well, yeah, so I got the, I guess kind of like the $4.99 kind of, you know, sample shipment or whatever. I just want to make sure that I'm not signed up for like a monthly thing, and if so, I would like to cancel that.
Okay. Now, what you do have right now, Mr. Doss, you did have a 14-day trial as far as you to actually try out your products, being that you did place your order on September 1st. Now, you did only pay the postage of the $4.97 and $5.97, which gave you that trial period to actually receive your testosterone and your nitric oxide to try it out. Now, when your account didn't get closed within those 14 days, Mr. Doss, it charges you the full retail price for your testosterone, which is that $99.94. And your full retail price for your nitric oxide is $95.94. So that's why you're seeing those charges being applied to your account.
Ma'am, I didn't get it until 5 days ago.
Okay. And I do apologize about that delay for you receiving it. Now, did you get a chance to at least start out on your testosterone and your nitric oxide?
Well, 4 days ago.
Okay. Now, what I can do for you, being that you have already incurred your retail charges, now I can go ahead and send out an additional 30-day supply for you, so that way you'll just have an additional 30 days.
Absolutely not, ma'am. I'm sorry, and I know you don't make the rules here, but like this is absurd that I'm being charged $200 for something that I got 4 days ago on a trial basis.
Right, and I do apologize about that. Now, the way that this account initially got put together, now on that website's checkout page, Mr. Doss, before you could actually complete your payment, now, you did have to agree to the terms and conditions in order to proceed with processing your order. Now, by you agreeing to the terms as well as just paying that postage, this is how the account was initially set up to be automatically drafted if it didn't get closed. Now, again, I understand that you...
I read everything and did not see that. Plus, I didn't get them until it took 3 weeks to get them. So how can you cancel? I mean, I don't understand how the trial period can end before I even receive products.
Now it does.
I need to get that money back. So what can I do about this?
Now, as far as a refund for your charges, now being that you didn't close out your account, we wouldn't be able to issue a refund for those charges.
This is borderline criminal. So do I have to take legal action against you guys or?
No, sir, you don't. If you'll give me just a second, first and foremost, let me start by getting your account closed for you, Mr. Doss, and give me just a moment and I'll get that done for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
$200 for that crap. Is that under the 14-day trial period? I read all of them.
Okay, now, Mr. Doss, I do have a cancellation number for you if you would like to write down this cancellation number.
Sure.
Okay. It's going to be the number 8, C as in Charlie, the number 6, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, 66, A as in Apple, D as in David. Now, that is confirming that we did go ahead and cancel out both the testosterone as well as the nitric oxide. Now, what I can actually do for you, Mr. Dawes, now, I understand that you didn't, you know, you inadvertently weren't aware that you agreed to those terms when placing your account.
Of course not, and I read everything, and I've done these trials before.
So what I can do for you now, I can issue a 50% refund of your last two charges for you. Now, that would be a 50% refund of your $99.94 and 50% of your $95.94.
I don't understand why I can't get all that back. I mean, this just seems this is totally ridiculous. And I got the product 5 days ago.
Right, and I'm sorry, but also listed also listed with those terms and conditions, Mr. Dawes. Now, it does state in there that if you don't receive your product within 4 business days, to make sure that you do call customer service to let us know. Because at that time, we could have extended your trial period out for you an additional time, so that way you wouldn't have incurred those retail charges.
Ma'am, can we look and check and see that I literally didn't get it until 5?
Yeah, I do see. I saw you got it on the 12th. But again, those by those terms and conditions that you agreed to. Now, I know you didn't understand that, but that all of that information was listed in there. Now, those refunds, if I go ahead and issue the refunds now, it would be 50% of your $99.94, which would be $49.97, and then 50% of your $95.94, that would be $47.97, going back to your card.
I just don't feel like that's good enough. I feel like I'm being really taken here, and it's not right.
Well, give me just a second. Let me go ahead and speak with my supervisor, Mr. Dawes, to see if I can explain to him what happened and see what else we can do for you. If you'll give me just a moment, I'll get you taken care of, okay?
Okay. Unbelievable.
Okay, Mr. Dawes, I do apologize for your wait, but give me just another second. Mm-hmm. She's taking a look at your account for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Mr. Dawes, I do apologize for the delay, but I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor and explain everything that happened as far as your charges. I did get the okay to go ahead and issue your full refunds for your $99.94 and your $95.94. Now, it may take about 3 to 5 business days before you get that back in your account, but I got you taken care of, okay?
I really appreciate that. And
no problem.
Again, if this you know, month supply works, then I'm very likely to, you know, come back and get the full product, but... Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome, Mr. Dawes. It was my pleasure assisting you. Now, is there anything else that I may help you with this morning?
No, that's it for now.
Okay, well, thank you again for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.